Zimbabwe News. I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court has declared that Emmerson Mnangagwa did win July's historic presidential election. VOA's Jill Craig has more.
The opposition party claimed vote rigging and had sought either a fresh election or a declaration that its candidate won. A credible vote is key to lifting international sanctions as the Southern African nation tries to move away from the long shadow of Robert Mugabe's 37-year rule. The July 30th vote was peaceful, but scenes of the military sweeping into the capital 2 days later to disperse opposition protesters led to fears that the government of Mnangagwa, a former Mugabe enforcer, was stuck in the past despite declarations of reforms. Jill Craig, VOA News.
Treasurer Scott Morrison will be Australia's new prime minister after winning a three-way battle for the leadership of the Liberal Party Friday, with incumbent Malcolm Turnbull not contesting the party ballot. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
Australia has a new prime minister. After a week of bitter political infighting within the governing Liberal Party, Scott Morrison won a ballot for the leadership on Friday and will take over from Malcolm Turnbull. Morrison's a Turnbull ally and the treasurer. He won out over the man who first staged a challenge for the top job and the right-wing favourite for the win, Peter Dutton. Morrison will become the sixth prime minister in a decade after a swearing-in ceremony with the country's governor-general.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. A bus plunged from a bridge onto railway tracks in central Finland Friday, killing four people and injuring more than 20. Police said the bus smashed into five cars, stopped at a red light in the city of Kuopio before going off the edge and falling onto the line. Photos show the white bus on its side on the tracks with the bridge rail broken. There were no trains on the tracks at the time of the accident. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's ramping up his feud with the nation's top law enforcement official. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It's gone on for months, but escalated the past 2 days, with the president publicly calling out Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who yesterday said he will not be improperly influenced by politics. This morning, the president tweets, "Jeff, this is great, what everyone wants," and then called on Sessions to look into corruption on the other side, among Democrats and those investigating the Trump administration. "Come on, Jeff, you can do it. The country is waiting." The president yesterday said Sessions never took control of the Justice Department. Sessions fired back, saying he took control the day he took office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization's emergencies chief says Ebola has spread to an area of high security risk in Congo. Dr. Peter Salama said a case has been reported in the town of Ocha. Multiple armed groups are staging attacks vying for mineral-rich land in the northeastern region. Salama worries that this latest Ebola outbreak could grow worse.
We are at quite a pivotal moment in this outbreak in terms of the evolution of the outbreak epidemiologically and in terms of the response. We are truly at the crossroads.
Salama said there were 103 confirmed and probable cases. 14 healthcare workers had been infected, resulting in one death. Congo's health ministry has also confirmed 36 deaths. Asian stocks fell on Friday after U.S.-China trade talks ended without progress. China has now said it will keep hitting back at Washington as more U.S. trade tariffs are imposed, although its counterstrikes will remain targeted to avoid harming businesses in China. VOA's Martin Sechrist has more.
No breakthrough had been expected, and Asian stocks were only slightly disappointed when 2 days of trade talks between the U.S. and China ended without progress. New tariffs from both sides on $16 billion worth of each country's goods had just been implemented as the talks began. The White House said there had been an exchange of views about fairness, balance, and how both sides could help each other, but detail was sparse. Martin Sechrest, VOA News.
Hurricane Lane is thrashing Hawaii's Big Island with heavy rain and strong wind gusts. FEMA Administrator Brock Long says Hurricane Lane will have a big impact no matter what Hawaii does to prepare.
They're called disasters because stuff is broken after the fact. And citizens need to realize that we're looking at major hurricane impacts and things are going to break. And we need to set the expectations that the power could go off for quite some time. And the infrastructure is going to be heavily impacted.
The gusts have measured up to 193 kph. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.